Parish addressed the attacks on two oil tankers Thursday in the Gulf of Oman.
I strongly condemned any attack against civilian vessels. Facts must be established and responsibilities clarified. And if there is something the world cannot afford, is a major confrontation in the Gulf region.
The attacks were the second in a month near the Strait of Hormuz, a major strategic waterway for world oil suppliers. The Norwegian Maritime Authority said three explosions were reported on the Norwegian-owned tanker Front Alter after a suspected attack on the Kukuka Courageous, a tanker owned by a Germany-based company. The U.S. Navy's Bahrain-based U.S. Fifth Fleet said it is providing assistance after receiving distress calls. Hong Kong returned to normal Thursday after clashes between police and protesters who oppose a controversial extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial. Wednesday, thousands of activists shut down government headquarters and the Legislative Council when it was to debate the extradition bill. Hospital authorities say at least 72 people were injured. A suicide blast has killed at least 8 people and wounded 12 at a police checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan. Provincial officials said security personnel and civilians are among the victims of the attack Thursday in Jalalabad. Sudan's opposition leaders ended their campaign of civil disobedience and strikes, allowing businesses to reopen and traffic to once again fill the streets of Khartoum. The protesters and the country's military rulers are set to resume talks aimed at returning Sudan to civilian rule. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he would see nothing wrong in accepting damaging information on a U.S. political opponent.